Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. Matthew 22, verse 1. And again Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come. Again he sent other servants, saying, 'Tell those who were invited, see, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding feast.' But they paid no attention and went off, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his servants, treated them shamefully, and killed them. The king was angry, and he sent his troops and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to his servants, 'The wedding feast is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore to the main roads and invite to the wedding feast as many as you find.' And those servants went out into the roads and gathered all whom they found, both bad and good. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to look at the guests, he saw there a man who had no wedding garment. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but few are chosen.' Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, 'Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?' But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, 'Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax.' And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, 'Whose likeness and inscription is this?' They said, 'Caesar's.' Then he said to them, 'Therefore render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.' When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. The same day Sadducees came to him, who say there is no resurrection, and they asked him a question, saying, 'Teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. So too the second and third down to the seventh. After them all, the woman died. In the resurrection, therefore, of the seven, whose wife will she be? For they all had her.' But Jesus answered them, 'You are wrong, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living.' And when the crowd heard it, they were astonished at his teaching." Now the parable of the wedding feast is very similar to the parable of the tenants. It was intended to get a point across about them receiving those whom God has sent. Remember that with the parable of the tenants, that he had set everything up perfectly for them, had given them every blessing, had set up this vineyard. The tenants were put in place, but when it was time to collect the fruits of that vineyard, he sent servants, and they began killing his servants. And then eventually he sent his son, and they killed his son too. And he let them draw the conclusion of what should be done with these tenants, and they said, you know, they need to be killed and the vineyard be let out to someone else. And so he had concluded that with saying, "I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits." So now we're talking about acceptance with the parable of the wedding feast, with this king that prepares a massive wedding feast for his son. And when it was time for people to come, nobody wanted to come. The invitation was made. They told them that everything was ready. They sent the servants to go collect people, and nobody comes. Now, the king was very upset by this, and he's been dishonored, and so he ends up destroying those people, and he sends his servants to go out and collect anybody. The implication may be that In the first group, it would have been, nobles and that type of thing that a king would have at a feast like this. Of course, speaking religiously for the Jews, it would have been, those that were learned, those that, were the Pharisees, the Sadducees, those that were in charge, those that should have been able to recognize Jesus as the Messiah, but they wouldn't come, they wouldn't accept him. And so the call goes out to all those that those Pharisees and Sadducees, those people would not accept, both the good and the bad. And they're brought in to the wedding feast. Remember, they've already made accusation against him because he was going and eating with tax collectors and sinners. Those are the ones that would listen. Then there's one last component to this. He finds one person that has no wedding garment. In other words, he didn't prepare properly to be at the wedding feast. And the point would be, there are those that would try to come into the kingdom, but they're not willing to do so on the king's terms. They want to do so on their own terms. They don't want to prepare themselves. And so he tells the attendants, bind him hand and foot and cast him into the outer darkness. And he says, many are called, but few are chosen. We must be prepared. We must do things on God's terms and prepare our lives for being in the kingdom. Then this question is brought to him about taxes. And it states right here that they were doing this in order to entangle him. And Jesus recognizes this and says, why put me to the test, you hypocrites? But they didn't like paying taxes to Caesar. They didn't want to pay taxes to Caesar. But they knew that if Jesus told them not to, that they would have an accusation against him. And so they bring this to him, thinking no Jew wants to pay taxes to Caesar. But Jesus says, it's got Caesar's inscription on it. It's got Caesar's face on it. So render to Caesar what is Caesar's, and render to God what is God's. And they marveled because they didn't expect an answer like that. It was a very wise answer, and it was a very pure answer. Finally, we had a section about the Sadducees coming and proposing to him what they considered to be an unanswerable question about the resurrection. A question that they used to stump those that believed in a resurrection in order to end a debate. So they're saying, look, under the old law, man marries a woman, doesn't have any children, and he dies, then his brother is supposed to come and sire children with her in order to give an heir to his brother. And so the scenario is this goes through seven brothers, and none of them end up siring a child with her. And she ends up going to heaven. Whose wife is she going to be? Because she was with all of them. And Jesus tells them, you don't understand at all. He said, you know neither the scriptures nor the power of God. And he says, in the resurrection, they don't marry, they're not given in marriage, they are like angels in heaven. They're changed. They're not humans like living a life like we live on this earth anymore. You are going to be like these spiritual beings that live in heaven with God. And as for the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not God of the dead, but of the living. When they heard it, they were astonished. So what they thought was an unanswerable question made them speechless with his response. It is interesting how often these people have come to Jesus thinking that they have some way to entrap him and entangle him, when in reality it is them that do not understand. That concludes our reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.